You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu, in for Beth Ruyak. Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is a celebration of life and death. It's actually a multi-day celebration from October 31st to today, November 2nd. The Sacramento History Museum and Soul Collective have teamed up to present their annual Souls of the City Festival. It's the final event in their annual celebration of Día de los Muertos, bringing it to life with live performances, face painting, altars honoring the departed, and more. Joining us this morning are Estela Sanchez, the Executive Director of the Soul Collective Arts and Cultural Center, and Sacramento City historian Marcia Iman. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Estela, let's start with you. Día de los Muertos can be very mysterious to many Americans. How do you explain it to people?
I guess the simplest form is that it's a day to remember our loved ones and to celebrate life, to spend time with the ones that we love that are still here, and to celebrate life, to get together around food. One of the things that we typically do is go to the grave sites of our loved ones who have passed away, clean them up, bring some flowers, bring some of their favorite foods, and get some time to spend together and to remember our loved ones.
What misconceptions do people have about it?
Well, there's, I think, a lot of misconceptions, even in the Latino community. Some of the misconceptions we've come around is people will say funny things like, oh, that's witchcraft. They're worshiping the dead. So it's nothing like that. It's one of the ways that we process death, and that we, you know, as human beings, have developed a way through our culture to process that and to make the time to think about it and to honor our loved ones.
Your community celebration of Día de los Muertos has been happening since 2011. Why do you feel it's important to share this cultural experience locally? Marcia, I'll start with you.
I think, well, and actually tagging on to what the process of death, and I think one of the things that we fail to recognize in our society is that death is part of life. And one of the things I've always admired about Días de los Muertos is the fact that it embraces that as part of life, and it allows and gives people a way to process that. And so we wanted to bring this into Old Sacramento because that was the beginnings of our city, and it was an extremely diverse place from the very beginning, and it doesn't reflect that, and it hasn't been reflecting that. And so the whole point was to invite the community back in and to embrace all the different aspects of it. And this was a really wonderful opportunity to bring that back into the district.
Estela, why invite the community to take part?
Well, I think it's a really great way to teach everyone about our cultural traditions and to really get a better understanding of our community. And we actually started in 2012, but the tradition has obviously been going on for a really long time. But here locally, it started over 40 years ago by the Royal Chicano Air Force and Senora Cobb. And so we're just part of the community who's continuing on that that collective and collaborative celebration. But there's a lot of different groups who are continuing that celebration. Actually, today at St. Mary's, there is a procession happening, and it's one of the original ones that has been happening as a community-wide celebration.
Well, you've held a number of events over the past few weeks. You wrap things up with the big finale, the Souls of the City Festival, tomorrow at the Sacramento History Museum in Old Sacramento. For those who haven't been to the Souls of the City Festival, what can people expect?
Well, we hold it actually in the park, which is...
Oh, just outside the museum.
It's outside. It's a big event. We've been averaging about 5,000 people coming to this, and it gets bigger every year. And we have it outside so that it's free and that everybody can participate. And we set up a large tent where the Aztec and dancers perform. We also have musical groups and we have poets and different people that come as part of the performances. And so that you can have, as well as the all traditional altars that are part of the event. We have, and face painting, sugar skull making for the kids and so forth. So it's a whole range of activities. One of the things kind of offbeat here is that I've gotten a lot of coworkers saying, oh, I'm coming this year. And I think you've gotten that too. But they were telling me because of that movie Coco, that and it's a whole new generation is being exposed to this. And so the kids want to come and to be a part of that.
Estella, tell us about the performers, some of the performers that Marcia mentioned, especially the Aztec dancers.
Yeah, so the Aztec dancers aren't necessarily performers. They're coming out and sharing their cultural practices with us. And so they do a traditional ceremony during the event, which is, as far as I know, one of the largest public ceremonies that happens in the area. And so it's a really rare opportunity to be able to see the ceremony take place. And so the Aztec dancers create an altar and community members get an opportunity to participate in the ceremony.
I'm talking about a local celebration of Dia de los Muertos with Sacramento City historian Marcia Iman and Estella Sanchez, the executive director of Soul Collective Arts and Cultural Center. Estella, what other events or workshops did you have leading up to tomorrow's big event?
Yeah, we had sugar skull making, we had mask making, we had printing, and many altars. And so a lot of those were hosted by families who've been doing this for the past 40 years and the children of some of the folks who founded the community tradition here. And so it's been really wonderful to be able to work with folks like the Favelas, SIDS, Chico Gonzalez on sharing those art skills with the community.
In one of the promotional blurbs for the event, there was a passage that caught my eye, and it read, Soul Collective believes that it is through open education and sharing of cultures that respect, understanding, and equity are cultivated. In our current political climate, it is this education that separates cultural appreciation and cultural appropriation. And I think that's a distinction that deserves to be heard. What does that distinction mean to you?
Well, as like Marcia mentioned, as the holiday or the celebration is starting to get more popular, I think it's really important for people to understand the cultural roots of it, and so that they are able to appreciate rather than just appropriate it. We saw a lot of people kind of wearing the calavera mask or wearing some of the traditional wear and not really understanding what the tradition was. So for us, it's really important that as it does become popular, that people do understand the roots, they understand the local history, the national history coming from Mexico, and obviously celebrated throughout Latin America, so to understand the deeper roots of the tradition.
Marcia, your thoughts on appropriation versus appreciation?
I think that, you know, the reason that we have wanted to host this event is to use the historic district as a way of exposing people to to understand cultural traditions. And we are not trying to appropriate it. We're trying to get people to explore and understand. And, you know, for us and for myself, you know, Sacramento has a long history of being a city of immigrants, and they have lived here and had a diverse cultural existence for over 150 years. This is part of getting back to that basic root, that we are a place of many, many different cultures. And the great thing about it is that we can learn about that, those different cultures, and we don't have to appropriate it, but we can appreciate it and understand it. And actually, the relevance of it for us today and in our society is so important, I think, of understanding, of not looking at the otherness of other people and in that context.
Is that what you hope attendees come away with tomorrow if they attend the festival?
Definitely. I mean, for me, this is one of the favorite things every year to experience, because there's a peacefulness that's about this event, and there's a coming together and community that I see that traditionally is not, you can't find that in that district. It's a tourist location. And what the goal was is to make it a community location again. And I think that this event does that better than a lot of the things that we do.
And if I can add to that, I think from the first time that we did it, we realized that it was bringing the community together, that we all realized that as humans, we all go through this grieving or mourning at some point. And to be able to come together and to honor our loved ones collectively was really beautiful. So I think from the first time we did it, we realized that it was something we wanted to continue to build in the community.
Well, the Souls of the City Festival is tomorrow, November 3rd, from 4 to 9 p.m. in front of the Sacramento History Museum in Old Sacramento. Admission is free, and we have more information on our website, capradio.org/insight. Sacramento City historian Marcia Iman and Estella Sanchez of Soul Collective, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And Estella, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.